We're talking about a shortage of school bus drivers. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First day of school for most students in Wisconsin is exactly 2 weeks away. And transportation companies all over the state that provide school districts with bus services, they're scrambling to hire enough drivers. Dan Cobison of Cobison Buses said the shortage of drivers is the worst his company has seen.
When it gets this tight, it becomes, you know, every little bit it matters. Is the windshield clean? Is the bus warm? Is you know, that's the kind of stuff we're looking at. We're trying to make it an enticing job.
Are you a school bus driver? What is the most difficult part of your job? Has the driver shortage affected you? Join in at 800-642-1234. Rob Menser is WPR's Rural Communities reporter. He's based in Wausau, and he joins us from our studios in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, Kate. Thanks.
So school bus companies are having a difficult time here finding bus drivers. What is the scope of this problem here in Wisconsin?
So it's a bit of a challenge to quantify it. The great majority of school buses in Wisconsin, about 75%, are privately contracted. So the drivers aren't school district employees. They're employees of a lot of big companies like First Student or other companies that run these school buses. And because they're private companies, they don't have to release specific numbers. But all the people I talk to, including owners of bus contractors and the director of the state school bus association, said that this is an acute problem and that it is statewide. And one source in my story said, Dan Cobison, you played a clip from, said it's the worst that he has seen it. And he's a third generation leader of his company.
So are there hot spots, Rob? Are there parts of Wisconsin that we're seeing the biggest issues?
So it certainly is statewide. As a general matter, there are a couple of factors. So it tracks the labor market, right? What is causing this is that unemployment is extremely low. Driving a bus is a part-time job, and so when most people who want a full-time work can get it, it becomes harder to hire a part-time driver. So places where it is especially acute include like affluent suburbs, actually. It's quite hard to hire someone for this sort of part-time work, according to my sources. And also in some rural areas where just demographic changes, aging populations, just makes the pool smaller. Those are some areas that are having trouble as well.
Well, let's look at the working conditions here. Who are the people who have generally turned to bus driving in this part-time job, and how have you seen that changing?
Yeah, so this is right. This is the way to understand this, and this really is a story that drives home the ways that the economy is really interconnected, right? So it's part-time work. It's a couple hours. People can take a couple of routes in the morning, a couple in the afternoon, if they want to. Some people work only one or the other, So in a lot of cases, this would be good sources for bus drivers for these companies would be people who are like semi-retired, maybe baby boomers who have recently retired but want to have a little structure to their day and pick up a little extra money. Another source would be shift workers in factories, somebody who can work, who can drive a school bus before they go on to work second shift or the other way around after their shift ends. And these are cases where both of those specific pools are pressed, because in manufacturing, in a lot of cases, those workers are working overtime hours. They either don't have the time or don't need – they're not looking for extra money if they're having sometimes required overtime in a lot of manufacturing workplaces. And boomers, where this was a common thing for somebody who is sort of semi-retired, and maybe if you're 64, 65, that seemed like a good way to make some extra money. It becomes less reasonable or just less desirable for folks who are in their, you know, mid 70s. And so as
they're aging out.
Yeah. And so they're aging out from sort of semi-retired to like retired. And then that pool becomes smaller.
We're looking at the shortage of school bus drivers with Rob Menser. He's WPR's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. You can join in with what it looks like in your part of the state at 800-642-1234. Rob, how have the struggles faced by the dairy industry impacted the number of drivers looking for work?
Yeah, so I found this absolutely fascinating, and again, this is a bit of a sign of how interconnected we all are. I would not have predicted or thought that a ripple effect from Wisconsin's dairy crisis would be to exacerbate the shortage of school bus drivers, but it does. The reason is because in a lot of rural areas, dairy farmers on small farms historically fit that bill of somebody who has a somewhat flexible schedule and who is looking for a little extra money from part-time work. So I spoke with Steve Reckley, who's the owner of Brandt Buses in Manitowoc. He said, you used to drive around rural Wisconsin and you would see a school bus parked at every dairy farm. But as the state is losing 600 some dairy farms per year, of course, some of those farmers are retiring, but some are doing it because they're in the dairy crisis. They're forced to find jobs off the farm, maybe in town, and those jobs are not the sort that allow them to sort of like duck out at 3 p.m. to drive a school bus route.
What does pay look like?
So this is, you know, anytime there's a shortage in the labor market, you would expect to see wages go up, and wages have gone up. It starts at $17 an hour in general. It could be higher in some parts of the state or for some particular companies or whatever. But that's about what you're looking at, and that's a reasonable pay rate. It's not, you know, now when if you're trying to attract new workers, it makes sense to raise wages, and that has happened. But it's not like other workforces in some ways, because it's part time. Not everyone is looking for part time work, and because it has these high barriers to entry. You have to have a commercial driver's license. There are quite strict drug testing and background checking.
You have to have a physical.
Yeah, there's a mm-hmm. physical indeed, and a motor vehicle history test. Those are good things. Like everyone that I spoke to said, like, this is how it has to be. It's a great responsibility to transport these, you know, children every day, twice a day. But what it does mean is that the pool of workers just shrinks again. So, you know, you see in manufacturing work, in a lot of cases, there are manufacturers who have quite aggressive programs going on right now in this economy to reach out to people who may be getting out of jail or may be in recovery from addictions. And like that's good. That helps get those people in the workforce. But those people are not eligible for to drive a school bus, and so that's another source of pressure.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for describing the situation to us.
Thank you.
Rob Menser is WPR's rural communities reporter based in Wausau, and he joined us from our studios there in Wausau. Coming up, we look at the state of our cranberry industry and how trade negotiations with China are affecting it. Are you a cranberry grower? How has your crop been this year? How much work does it take to grow cranberries? Are you concerned about the trade war? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment. More conversation here on the Ideas Network.